Hello, and welcome to The Next Greatest Thing, a podcast powered by the Arkansas Valley Electric Cooperative Corporation. Today, we are getting to know Braxton Ketter. Braxton, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad that you took the time to visit with me today.
Yep. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. It's a rainy day outside, so you might as well be inside. Yeah. All right. You are an AVECC fiber technician.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I do a lot with fiber, I guess you could say, like outages, mainline stuff, anything from the mainline to the house, I do.
Okay, so, but you don't work directly for Wave. You work on the Arkansas Valley
Electric
side.
I work for Arkansas Valley, yes.
Awesome. That gets a little confusing, I guess, for people who don't exactly know how that works.
Yes.
I don't even know exactly what's on the Wave side, what's on the Arkansas Valley side, yeah. Always.
Yeah, it's fairly the same, really, but yeah, it's just two different sides. It's weird.
It works. It works,
yeah,
though.
It does work.
So, Braxton, you have been here almost a year. Like, you're celebrating your one-year anniversary.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How have you liked working for the co-op so far?
I love it. I started in May. I was with Bartel Communications at first doing mainline fiber. I started with them last November, and I was there a very short period of time. And they hit me up, and I moved here.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, are you from the River Valley?
I am from Charleston.
You're from Charleston, so you're
right
your hometown.
Across the river. Yep.
You are hometown.
Yep.
So you know what it's like to live without high-speed internet.
Oh, yeah.
And do you have it now?
Oh, I do.
Where you live?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's insane.
I'm getting so close to getting Wave, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's insane. You'll love it.
I'm excited. Talk a little bit about your journey with the cooperative since you've been here. How does your position with Arkansas Valley differ than what you were doing with Bartel?
So, I wouldn't say it's too totally different. I just kind of work for the higher up now.
Right.
Which is awesome. But, no, it's been awesome. Picked it up, I guess, fairly quick, and it's hard to do, honestly. And the co-op liked it. Stacy and Todd, they loved it. Offered me a job, and I've started here in May and plan on staying here for a long time.
That's welcome to the co-op. That's
yeah,
pretty much kind of how it goes whenever yeah. you talk to somebody who's been here. They're like, I think I might stay here.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
It's awesome.
So you work a lot outside, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your main job is being out in the field.
Yes.
So what do you do out in the field exactly?
So we go off of, like, I have a list I do every day. So I'll have tap upgrades or no lights or stuff like that. And a lot of troubleshooting is involved in that, which is at the hut. You troubleshoot, see where the problem is, and you fix it. Tap upgrades are pretty simple. I mean, Stacy gives me a list. That's what I do every day.
So what is a tap upgrade?
Tap upgrade, they go from like a 2-port to a 4-port or an 8-port. It allows more customers, I guess, to have the Wave.
Okay.
And if it's a 2-port, you got to upgrade it to a 4-port.
Okay.
Just more customers.
All right. Well, we're going to go with that.
That's the easier way of putting it.
We won't get too technical in that, yeah. But the higher the number, the better.
Yes.
Okay. We like that.
Basically,
we like that.
Yes.
Well, how do you believe your job impacts Arkansas Valley Electric as a whole?
I've been thinking about this one. This one's been hard.
You're good. You're good.
So, I mean, honestly, here it is. We have a lot of subcontractors that do stuff, and when they don't complete something or overlook something and it gets put way back, which is sometimes not good, that's when I come in and I, you know, do the tap upgrade so that member can get it or, you know, or whatever it is, just stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you work with the contractors a lot now?
I mean, I see a lot of them. I help.
Right.
You know, if they call and need something, then I usually help make sure we get whatever we can done.
And do you pretty much stay in, like, a specific zone area, or are you working across our service territory?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. We go south of Boonville, over into Spiro.
Yeah.
Over to Clarksville, Dover, Lamar area, up north to Oark, Like, it's all over.
So you still, so it's not, you're not working specifically or only on the zones that are in construction. You're working on all of our zones that are open.
Oh, yeah.
You know, across the board.
Yes. Everybody that, where there's wave is where I'm at.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. Which is becoming more and more.
Yes. There's a lot.
We're getting close. Later this year, it's going to be over.
Yep.
Or it's, the construction's going to be done, which is super exciting.
Yep.
Well, if there's one thing about your job that you would want members to know about what it's like to work for Arkansas Valley Electric, what would it be?
So I'm from like a small town, Charleston, and this is homey. Like, I love working with the guys, Stacy and Todd, awesome dudes, John, Byron, great guys, and we just have a blast and get stuff done.
Awesome. Do you work with John and Byron quite a bit?
I do. About every day.
I like John and Byron.
Yeah.
The media team met with them a couple of times out in the field, and they're a hoop.
They are. They're fun. They are lots of fun.
Okay, well, we're going to transition into some fun questions about you to know a little bit more about Braxton as a human, not just Braxton as co-op employee. What is your favorite work snack?
Beef jerky.
Okay, that was quick.
Yep. Jerky, always.
What kind of jerky?
Deer jerky, honestly.
Yeah?
Homemade deer jerky.
Nice. Nice.
Can't beat it.
Do you like put all the flavors?
Yeah, we do teriyaki. A lot of teriyaki.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's
that sounds good.
It is.
So, mentioning homemade deer jerky, you're quite the avid hunter, from what I hear.
I do. I do a lot of hunting.
In fact, you went and hunted elk last fall in Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that. How'd that go?
It was insane. I have never seen Colorado a day in my life. And we got out there. I think for the week, we hiked almost 80 miles for the week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. By the end of it, I was putting Band-Aids on my toes.
Oh, yeah.
It was rough.
Wow.
It was rough. Climbed a lot of mountains. Called in a lot of bulls. We called in 5 bulls in one evening on public, and none of them were legal.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Chased a 6x7 across the country, it felt like. Got 80 yards from him and couldn't get him to stop.
Mm, what is legal?
So they got to have 4 points on one side, or their brow tine's got to be at least 5 inches long.
So were you successful at all?
Nope.
Bummer.
I was in the money a lot, but I went a little early. Like, if I would have left the 15th and went down there, I'd have bagged for sure.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It'd have been rut. And when I started coming home is when I started rutting, so missed it by a week.
Would you do it again, though?
Oh, I'm going back next year.
Awesome.
Yeah, for
now,
sure.
Now, do you have to get in the lottery for that?
No. A lot of zones are draw, but where we were is OTC, which is over-the-counter tag. So you could just go about, and they're not cheap.
No, they're not. My husband went a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A couple of falls ago, and he was not successful either, but would go back in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's hooked.
Yeah, it's insane. Their success rate's like 5%.
Yeah.
But there's elk everywhere. Like, I've never hunted anything like it.
Really?
And it was a blast.
Did you see anything else besides elk?
Oh, lots of antelope, lots of mule deer, huge mule deer. You're talking 200-inch plus, probably.
Wow.
Took a lot of pics, and it's just beautiful. Like, I've never seen it before, and it was, for 3 days, I was shocked.
How long were you out there?
I was out there 9 days.
Wow.
We packed in, a couple nights, we packed in almost 10 miles and set up camp, hunted way back in there. But it's hard. You can't compete with the horseback.
No.
There's people everywhere in them public areas, and they got horse trailers, horses, and you ain't whooping a horse, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was rough. But it was fun. I'll definitely be back.
Awesome. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
You also, for the people listening to this episode, you can't see Braxton right now, but you are wearing a camo hat with a turkey on it, so I'm assuming you're also a turkey hunter.
I am a turkey hunter and a duck hunter and a deer hunter.
Okay, all across the board.
All of it.
Where do you hunt turkey?
Mostly Chaffee.
Really?
Yeah, a lot on Chaffee. We went to Kansas last year and the year before. We usually go on my birthday. I take a birthday trip. My birthday's like opening day.
Nice.
And we went up there. Yeah. we went up there, and me and my brother, we've always tagged out. Killed a seven bearded turkey, and his had three. So,
wow.
Pretty crazy.
We used to have turkey around where I live, but, I mean, you would see them out in the field, you know, a dozen of them or so. And now, if you see one once a year, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, like, you don't ever see them.
They're not around here as much anymore.
No. Not even close. And it sucks, but part of it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Do you ever go out on the, like you mentioned, duck hunting? Do you ever go out on the river, Arkansas River?
Oh, yeah. I've duck hunted right below the office.
Oh, really?
On the river. Yeah, we hunt a lot on the river. We kind of turned and started hunting Oklahoma a lot. So we hunt over in Kerr about every year now. A lot more ducks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You fish?
I do fish. Crappie fish.
Crappie fish.
When there is not a hunting season open, I'll fish.
So, for the most part, what I'm going to assume your main hobby is outside.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that may be. Outside slash hunting.
100%.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yep.
Well, as you mentioned before, you travel quite a bit across the service territory.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't travel every day without stopping at a local burger place or eatery, local diner to go eat. If you could pick anywhere in our service territory,
okay,
where would it go?
Greenwood Lynn's Garden Chinese.
What?
All day long.
Really?
All day long.
I've never been.
Oh, it is amazing.
What makes it different than other Chinese places?
I don't know. It's just, it's better. Like, all the guys at Bartell, the supervisors, will go and eat lunch, and Stacy, we just all love Lynn's Garden.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You didn't hesitate at all.
No, not at all. Lynn's all day. I could eat there every day, probably.
I like it. I like it. Well, Braxton, thank you so much for talking with us today. Appreciate getting to know a little bit more about you and what you do for Arkansas Valley Electric. Glad you're part of the co-op family now. And
thank you.
Celebrating your first year
here.
We hope there's many, many more years.
Same.
at the co-op. Good chance there will be.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So after this episode's over, will you go back out? We go out into the field?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm headed straight back.
Where are you headed to today?
I got to do an inventory check, and then I've got some stuff in Ozark to work on. Swap some splitters around and tie in some stuff.
Okay. Stay close to home. Like it.
Be with John and Byron.
I like it. Good, good time with them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you once again.
Yes.
Everyone, we hope you enjoyed today's episode and getting to know Braxton Ketter. Until next time.